This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got a few of these things. These are the very best gun stocks that you can attach to your long gun known to man in the English-speaking world. And you can take my word for that. Or you can go to their website and check it out. Maybe that's what you should do. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, Virginia. Virginia is a state that is, I would think of it as like part of the Southeast, sort of. It's a little north of us all, but, you would think of it as one of the original colonies, all this other stuff. But they're changing in a way that some people don't like. I'm one of them. And my guest is one of them, too. So joining us now to talk about this and other stuff, from Ammo Land and from Virginia, is writer John Crump. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing okay. I the fact that people go to, like, I know some of those guys from that went and did the recall in Colorado had to go to Virginia recently, in the last few years or so, to fight back gun controllers there. I never would have thought Virginia would become a gun control battleground state.
Well, you probably haven't been to the northern part lately.
Yeah.
It's a changing demographic. Only 30% of the people who live in northern Virginia is actually from Virginia. The other 70% or so, most of them are from like the northeast, like the New York area, New York City area. Not upstate New York, but like New York City area. So that's what's changing everything. And right now we have a governor by the name of Ralph Northam, who is very, very anti-gun. During the campaign, he was funded a lot by Bloomberg. And we all know who Bloomberg is,
yep,
in his opinion. So they are definitely trying to change the state. I don't think that they're going to get it through this time. And the interesting thing about that is, one of the elections ended up in a tie, and it was decided by a coin toss.
Yeah.
and that gave the Republicans control of the legislature, which means basically, we have our gun rights are probably going to be safe this time in Virginia due to a coin toss. So,
not exactly you want to pay, you want to pin your hopes on, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it shows everyone that elections do matter. That came down to, like, if one person stayed home, we could be facing the gun control would be passing. Some of the gun control things that they want to pass is red flag laws, which, as we all know, basically is convicting someone of a crime that they haven't committed, kind of like that movie Pre-Crime.
Minority Report. Yeah.
Plus, like an assault weapons ban, or what they call an assault weapon style weapons ban, which is actually a little bit more extreme, and a bunch of other stuff. Magazine limitations is another one. Universal background checks is another thing that they want to get passed. And it's a really scary time to be in Virginia, because Virginia, if you don't know, is the home of the NRA and the home of Gun Owners of America and a bunch of other pro-gun organizations. And if it can happen here, it can happen anywhere. So I think what we need to do, we need to educate the public on what gun rights really are. And gun rights are really a human right.
Well, gun rights are pre-political, too. Gun rights existed before government, our government, before any government, because we're born with this, you know, instinct to defend ourselves. So that's the thing about gun rights. Now, is it because in Virginia you're beginning to develop big population centers where you've got, you know, this always happens whenever cities begin to grow and everything, there's this influx of, leftists who come down and say, I'm escaping that hole, but they bring their political leanings with them. Is that what's happening in Virginia, or is it because you have certain cities that are butting up to the federal government, and there's people commuting back and forth? Or what is it that's causing this to happen?
It's an influx of people. Virginia actually has really a lot of industry, high-tech industry. So you got a lot of the Silicon Valley types that come to Virginia,
right?
And they bring their politics. Like, a lot of people from New York, a lot of people from California are moving out here. And there are really only two areas in Virginia that's blue, and that would be the Tidewater region down near Virginia Beach and Northern Virginia, which, you know, has some overflow from D.C. And except there are so many people in those areas that all the other areas in Virginia get neglected, and those two areas have a concentration of power, which I think people need to wake up and realize that they need to vote more. If you look at the voting habits in Northern Virginia and Tidewater, a higher percentage of people in those areas vote than, like, let's say, like the Roanoke area. So I think it's something that we all need to be cognizant of if you live in Virginia.
Right.
You need to get out there and actually do your part and vote, because if you don't vote, you know, this is how you get bad laws.
Yeah. Well, that is part of the problem, the apathy of it. How many gun owners are in Virginia? Any idea?
I couldn't tell you an exact number, but I think last time I looked, it's ranked like number 11 for gun owners per capita in the country.
Right.
So that shows you they're a minority of people who support gun control, but they seem to be more politically active.
Yeah. That's part and parcel part of the problem that I have, too. I look at this and I'm like, a lot of people will join these organizations like Gun Owners of America or NRA, and they think they have appointed a proxy for that fight when, you know, that's really not what happens. because Gun Owners of America can contact every member of Congress out there, but that doesn't nearly do as much as if constituents start contacting their members of Congress and their U.S. senators. And because all of those guys like being in office. They like having the job. It's just a part and parcel of what they do. And they want to have that law.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to Ammo Land writer John Crump, because he's had quite a few things come across his bow. And you've written about this extensively, and I wanted to get your take on it. The New Jersey politicians, they really put a lot of thought into the old 10-round and above magazine ban, didn't they?
They should have put more thought into how to enforce it. They didn't, apparently.
Have they gone and done the exclusion now for the police officers?
I'm not sure. Last time I heard, it was still going through, but they haven't passed it quite yet. Basically, what Bill's talking about is they forgot to put in that police that are on call are allowed to carry magazines with more than 10 rounds. Right now, they're saying if you're a police officer and you're on call, don't carry magazines with more than 10 rounds, which is kind of crazy because I wouldn't want to be a cop outgunned, you know? But it seems like that always happens. Every time someone passes some type of law like this,
right,
things like that happen. I think it's mostly because the anti-gunners craft the legislation for the politicians and they don't actually read what's in it before they pass it. Kind of like what Nancy Pelosi said, we need to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
Yeah, Obamacare.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing about this, though. Do you think it ever occurs to the gun grabbers how stupid they look for doing this?
I think it does right after it happens, but then when someone from like a every town group or something says, "Hey, we got this new law you should pass," then they just forget about their last mistake and complete it again.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they're insane because insanity of doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So
right.
There you go.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, but the other part of this is this. How do you enforce that? I mean, do they have a registry in New Jersey?
No, not really. Now they do. They have a firearms license and stuff like that. But in New Jersey, with the magazines, they have no idea who has those magazines or how many they have. Last time I heard, there's been no magazines turned in, and I checked about a week ago. They seem to keep on ignoring my Freedom of Information Act request. Somehow I keep on getting them all.
Right.
I don't know how that happens. I've sent them like three. But they have like 7 days to respond, and they're like, "Oh, well, we don't have it." Like, I sent it registered mail, but come on. They're like, "Can you send it again?" So I doubt anyone turned it in, and talking to some of the state police there, they don't have any way of enforcing it, and they have not had any guidance from the Attorney General on how to enforce the ban. So right now what they're doing is if you get caught with another crime, maybe they'll tack it on, but they're not even sure about that. So right now they don't really know how to enforce the ban.
Right.
If they were smart, they would just say, "Hey, we're going to grandfather all magazines that are in the state and, you know, just prevent sale of future magazines." But they
right.
didn't do that.
If they were smart. That's the chief provision, though. That's a key provision if they were smart, though, isn't it? So.
Yeah, it usually is.
That's a big problem for them. So anyway, we keep seeing this, though. This is a thing I don't quite understand with the gun grabbers, although I do get it. I do get it, because the logistic capability of them going out and going after all of the gun owners in one place is pretty pitiful. I mean, there's only one cop for every 19,000 of us. This is going along the same lines as the assault weapon registration that was supposed to happen in New York State.
Yeah.
And that has been almost completely ignored as well. And they're not doing anything about it either. And they didn't do anything about it in Connecticut. Now, we got about 2.5 minutes here. So tell me what you think about that. Why does that happen that way?
Because logistically, it's impossible to enforce. So it's basically lip service to their constituents who want gun control. You know, their base. They're playing to the base who want gun control. They know it's not going to work, but their base thinks it will. So they pass it. It's all a political show. It's a gamesmanship, if you will.
Yeah, I can.
Political theater.
I can buy off on that. The thing is, though, that I look at this sometimes, and I think we exist currently right now in a state of soft, undeclared civil war.
It's like a cold civil war, I would say.
At some point,
we talked about that.
Yeah. At some point, do you think there's going to be a moment where all gun owners say, you know what, let's move out of here? And then there's going to be basically two United States. There will be the blue United States, which is, it's a lot of crime. And we need to build walls around them. We need to segregate them like Escape from New York does, you know, with New York, Manhattan. So, and then there's going to be the red United States. So, because I don't see how we in this day and age where the Cardassians can be famous, yeah. I don't know how we change that dynamic to where everybody becomes a critical thinker and says, you know, they said that this is this way, but I don't believe it. I'm going to check into it myself. When that happens, I think we'll be home free. But until that happens, and I don't know how we make that happen, but
we got to get to the people when they're young, the kids.
Yeah.
And that's going to be home.
That would be helpful, I guess. Hang on a minute if you can. We're coming up on the break. John Crump is a writer at Ammoland.com. I don't know how many articles he's got up there, but, I mean, he's very prolific. And that is the hallmark of somebody that's looking for stuff. And I always like somebody that's looking for stuff. And, well, John brings it. He brings it on a daily basis. You won't be at SHOT Show, right?
No, we're not.
That makes me bad. I feel bad about that. But anyway, we'll talk some more when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're searching for any survivors of the killer tornado that slammed into Lee County, Alabama. At least 23 people have died. Sheriff Jay Jones.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have canine teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama and from the state of Georgia.
Donald Estes says he was terrified.
I just watched it just suck the clouds in and everything. And heavy wind and everything. And then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says his committee is beginning investigations of President Trump in the Russia probe. President Trump says he is innocent and that people are persecuting him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Crump, from writer at Ammoland, prolific writer at Ammoland. Recently, your last two articles have been about the Democrats.
Yeah.
And, you got the Democrats in the House, and they want universal background checks, and you've got the Democrats in the Senate, led by Fine Frankenstein, and she's dusted up. You know, she went and looked at Guns Digest again. She goes to Guns Digest and just looks at the pictures and says, ban that, ban that, ban that. And they've introduced the assault weapons ban of 2019, which, you know, she teamed up with Chris Murphy, who I think will be the next coming of Feinstein when she eventually is no longer in the Senate, and Blumenthal, who I'm surprised anybody votes for.
You and me both.
So let's talk about the universal background check bill first. That's just a fancy way of spelling gun registry, right?
Yeah, that's what it leads to, because then they know where all the guns are. The beauty of our republic and our Second Amendment is the government doesn't know where all the guns are. And that's actually a good thing, because the Second Amendment is written to prevent tyranny. And if a tyrannical government knew where all the guns are, then that would kind of, you know, invalidate the Second Amendment.
Yep.
So that's actually a good thing. I'm not saying that government's tyrannical or anything, but there's always a chance that it could in the future turn tyrannical. So you always look for the future. And universal background checks will lead to a gun registry. And that was not good for anyone. I think that it's probably going to pass the House. But I do think that it will die in the Senate. Luckily, in the United States, we have, you know, a balance of power. But I think it will die in the Senate. Even if it made it through the Senate, there's no way Trump's going to sign the bill. But they're going to keep on trying to pass it and pass it and pass it. That is one of the reasons why the 2020 election is going to be so critical.
Well, you know, this is the thing, and I don't mean to, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think 2020 will be critical. However, I also think 2018 was critical, and look how many Republicans of the House side, they deserted the ship. And I don't understand why they deserted the ship, but now that 2018 was critical, I think 2020 will be very critical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you look at the Republicans who did lose the House, there were a bunch of never-Trumpers. And I'm not a big, a Trump supporter.
Right.
But you got to look at the record as a whole, like whether, you know, if he's going to do some good things, he's going to do some bad things. But being like a never-Trumper is not the way to go by saying, you know, no matter what he does, I'm never going to be or give them credit. And the people who lost are the never Trumpers.
Yeah. 38 of them quit. And that's the thing, the Republicans and the Democrats, I don't think the Democrats picked up all 38 of those seats. It should have been much worse.
Oh, yeah. If you look at historically, I did something where I would look back at historically.
Right.
Historically, presidents in their first midterm election.
Oh, yeah. They get
the House and Senate.
They get thrashed.
Yeah. Just the way it is. People don't like power being, one-sided.
Yeah. Except in California.
Yeah, except in California. That's a whole different ball game out there.
Yep.
That's where we need to build the wall at.
Well.
Build the wall along the Mexican border, then go right up to the California border.
Real quick, we got about 3.5 minutes left in this segment. Tell me about this assault weapons ban version. Is there grandfathering involved in this again? Are we going to go the way of the magazine and the bump stocks, where they're going to be destroyed? What are they wanting to do this time?
Okay, the bump stocks, yes, they're in this bill, they're banned, but
right.
That's not a surprise to anyone. There are grandfathering for the actual rifles and also magazines. The rifles can be transferred, kind of like the old assault weapons ban.
Right.
But the magazines will not be able to be transferred, so you can't sell them. But if you have them, you can keep them. Now, how do you tell if you got it before or after the ban? I don't think they know either.
Were you old enough to own guns when the first assault weapons ban was in place?
Barely.
See, right after the first assault weapons ban went in place, I had bought a Glock 21. the 45 ACP. And, you know, the magazine ban, the 10-round magazine thing, that was in existence for everything across the board, semi-automatic pistols and semi-automatic rifles. And when I bought the Glock, it came with one magazine. And that's because they had taken the dealer had taken the magazines out that they had shipped it with.
Yeah.
So I called up Glock and I said, I don't think that's right that your dealers are taking magazines away from me when I can only get them when I buy the gun right now since this ban went into place. So they sold me at retail four 13-round magazines, which back then that was like $25 each. And, you know, I could have turned those around if I wanted to and flipped them for $100. But I kept the gun the entire time of the ban. After that ban went into effect, I didn't buy anything until the ban. For the next 10 years, that Glock was one of the longest lasting guns in my collection. So yeah, even when the magazine ban is in, there was a magazine ban in place at that time, they still sold them to me. So, you know, I would have thought the Glock would have paid attention to what they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, that surprises me, too.
Well, but like you said, though, how do they know? That's the thing.
It's impossible.
I mean, Glock probably had millions and millions of magazines on hand prior to that law going into effect. So how do they know what they, you know, they existed pre-ban. So anyway, these bans are silly because, and I want to get your opinion on background checks when we get back as far as just background checks in general. Just because I'm beginning to look at a few things. And I want to ask you a question about something regarding these rampage killings that happen in schools, too. I don't think I've ever asked you this. So.
Of course, John Crump. I have one more thing to say about the fall within the gold sale stuff.
Okay, you got – okay. All right, so you can wait. That's good because we only got like 20 seconds left in this. And in that amount of time, I just want to tell everybody that you go to ammoland.com. And if you're looking for John's stuff – John seems to publish at least one thing a day, but if you want to go look at his archive, you just go to All Contributors, and he will be in that lineup there with all of the other great writers that are at ammoland.com. Click on his name and go look at his stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd'sGunstocks.com. They have a new stock coming out. It's going to debut at SHOT Show, and that's all I can tell you about it. Boyd'sGunstocks.com. Talking to John Crump, writer from Amaland.com. Let's start with this. You know, they don't want to fix the NICS system. And the big problem with the NICS system is not everybody who is a prohibited person has actually been reported to NICS. They don't want to fix that first either before they head down the universal background check system and implement that, you know, take the broken thing and double down on it. Do you think they're actually interested in public safety with background checks?
No. I don't see how they would be because everything, all the research says it doesn't actually make us safer. Adam Lanza was not able to get it because he stole it from his mom, but I'm thinking about I meant to say Cruz and Steven Paddock. They both got it by going through a background check, and that didn't stop them from getting their firearms.
Well, I mean, Aaron Alexis, the guy that shot up the D.C. Naval Yard, he had two instances where he had a rage blackout, and he shot a bunch of tires out, and he didn't become a prohibited person. He went and bought his gun, his shotgun, right before he did his shooting. The guy in Sutherland, Texas, he should have been on it. The Virginia Tech shooter, they knew that he was a nut. They knew he was a nut to the point of that guy was voluntarily mute. Have you ever heard that? He didn't talk to anybody. It wasn't that he couldn't talk to anybody. When he started making his videos before he went on his rampage kill, you couldn't get him to shut up. Yeah. But for years and years and years up to that point, he spoke to no one.
Look at Nicholas Cruz down in Texas. Not Texas, down in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, he should, I mean, they dropped the ball on that. Like 25 calls?
What, 33.
Yeah. 33. I knew it was something like that.
It was a big number.
Yeah. For some reason, they just never thought, hey, maybe we should look into this guy.
And then he bought a gun at some point in that. And with all of the attention he was getting, wouldn't you have thought they would have known that?
yeah, you would have, but, you know, it is what it is. The background check system does not work. They're not interested in fixing it.
Well, it doesn't. It, the background check system is a Polaroid snapshot. When you and I go buy a gun, if, like, in my state, since I have a concealed carry permit, I don't even have to go through a background check. Right? I don't know how that is in Virginia, but here, that's the way that is.
You still do.
And, but a background check is a Polaroid snapshot of that moment in time. It tells, you know, it doesn't tell anything about what you're going to do in the future. And, the idea that this prevents crime and saves lives is ludicrous, which is what they say. Which brings me to my next point. So, knowing that we know, like you said, that most of these guys went through background checks, the Aurora shooter went through background checks, a lot of these guys have gone through background checks. Virginia Tech shooter went through background checks. So, we know that background checks don't work. Which brings me to my next point. After 9/11, like on airlines, they installed vault doors on the cockpit, and they installed armed, they gave the pilots guns, and they installed armed sky marshals on the planes. Right?
Yeah.
You've been to SHOT Show, right? You've walked through those gambling casinos and everything where they have a veritable private army guarding the winnings of those casinos.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You go to an NFL game. They're going to make sure you're not carrying a gun. With every instance where there's been a terrorist event, a rampage killing or something, we've taken steps to make sure that doesn't happen again, except at schools. There's some schools.
Yeah.
Some schools, yes, right. Some schools in the piecemeal, like, you know, state by state or county by county or whatever, they're doing something about it. But nationally, we haven't done it, and I think we haven't done anything about it because I think these rampage killings of children are good for the gun grabbers. I think they only go after guns when they have a reason to go after guns.
It's like Rahm Emanuel said, never let a tragedy go to waste.
Crisis,
That's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they... I wouldn't say that they want these to happen, but they definitely do take advantage of them when they do happen.
I'm willing to tell you that I think they want them to happen. I think they expect them to happen, and that's why they haven't done anything with it. Because they have to, in order for them to get what they want, there has to be a reason for that to happen. There has to be a reason for them to change our mind.
You might be right. You definitely might be right, but it's like my kid goes to a private school, and when the school day starts, they have these doors that they have installed that close off the actual school part, from, like the rest of the building, and they're like still doors, and they can only be open from the inside, and there's no way you can get through those doors. Why isn't that in like public schools? I was talking to one of the gun grabbers, a big, you know, mom's the main action person. I'm like, are you for armed guards in school? And she's like, no, because it would make the minority students so uncomfortable having, you know, police in school. I'm like, are you kidding me? You just told me how big of a problem this is, and now you're telling me that it's not worth making someone so uncomfortable when they really shouldn't. it's because it didn't fit their agenda. They have an agenda. It's not just with guns. It goes way beyond guns. But yet, that is the low-hanging fruit where they think that they can grab.
Well, I think guns are the banning guns. I think puts them in, if they actually made them go away, that's going to be the big problem. But they want single-payer health care where they essentially take charge of our lives, our health part of our lives. And at some point, you know, I mean, I'm going to be 58 this year. This would be the end of my productive life in their view. So if something happens to me, they just let me die, right? They want to be in charge of that. They want to impose climate cap and trade. To where that coffee table you can buy at IKEA that's $35 suddenly costs, $500 because of, they're having to pay these cap and trade fees and all this other stuff. But they can't do that. Like, for example, can you imagine what would have happened here in a little bit of time we got left? You've heard of Charlie Gard, that kid and that baby in Britain that they let die?
Yep.
Imagine what happens if that happens here at a hospital. If a hospital says, we own your child and you can't take him. That would make the Bundy Ranch look like, you know, a day at Disneyland.
Yeah. What I like to say, getting back to that, you know, because we can defend it and stuff like that.
Right.
Is the Second Amendment is the only right that cannot be taken away. It can only be given away.
Right.
Yeah, so once you get the Second Amendment gone, then you can go after any right you want, and there's really nothing that can be done about it. But with the Second Amendment there, it gives you power to resist against that, and that's what they actually, the Founding Fathers wanted, is to have the people to have that power.
Of course they did. Founding Fathers looked at all of this stuff as pre-political. It existed because we exist. God gave it to us. But we're running out of time. Thank you for joining me. And we will do this again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Anytime you need me,
yes, sir.
I'm here.
Check them out, ammoland.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.